fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs. Carb fear is real.
But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously, great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Don't wish things were easier. Wish you were better. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Jim Rohn talks with us about how to continually challenge yourself to grow. Enjoy.
Here's number one. Review your performance, whether it's communication or whether it's activity or whether it's a CEO or whether it's on the job. Here's what my father said, a seminar in a sentence. I wish he was here to give it, but since he's not here, in his honor, I will give his seminar in a sentence. Here it is. Always do more than you get paid for to make an investment in your future. Now, some unions would argue with us on this, but that's my papa's seminar in a sentence. Always do more than you get paid for to make an investment in your future. In terms of amending your philosophy or going back and, you know, redoing some stuff that you might have messed up, but face all your fears. That's how you conquer them. Don't dismiss them, just face them. Say, here's what I'm afraid of. I wonder what I could do to change that. Here's the next one. Exercise your willpower to change direction. You don't have to keep doing what you've done the last 6 years if it's not yielding you the benefits you want. In the seminar I do for Jerry, my mentor helped me to review the last 6 years so I wouldn't repeat those errors the next 6. See, if you're a goose, you have no choice to do the next 6 like you did the last 6. But if you're not a goose, here's what you can do. Pick a new destination and start going that way. You say, well, I've done this for the last 2 years. I'll probably have to do it another 2. And the answer is no, not in a million years. Now, you can change one little degree at a time, or if you want to, you can revolutionize the whole thing. Who says you couldn't revolutionize the whole thing in a week's time and start a brand new direction that will most assuredly help you arrive in a brand new place a year from now, 3 years from now, no telling, 5 years from now, where you could arrive? Use your willpower to start the process. Just willpower to change a little or change a lot. Anybody can change. You don't have to repeat last year. Clean up the errors. Invest it now in the next year and watch it make the difference. Here's the next one that's important. Parents have to do it. We ask our kids to do it, but we've got to do it. Admit your mistakes. Sometimes you have to admit them to others. Here's some of the best words in the English language. I'm sorry. The reason why that those are good words is because it could start a whole new relationship. It could start two people going in a whole new direction. I'm sorry. Simple, easy, not easy, but if you get this done, the turnaround can be dramatic. The early years can be big in payoff. And here's the big one. Admit your mistakes to yourself. You don't have to babble about them to everybody in the neighborhood. But it doesn't hurt to sit down and have a conversation with yourself and say, there's no use kidding myself. Here's where I really am. I've got pennies in my pocket and I've got nothing in the bank. That's what I said after the Girl Scout left my door. I had a conversation with myself. And I said, I don't want this to happen anymore. Next, refine your goals. I don't know what ambitions you've had up until now, but this weekend would be a good time to start the process. And maybe that will help stimulate you to set some higher goals, reach for some higher purpose, go for something beyond what you thought you could do. By the time this weekend's over, you might double, triple, quadruple the amount of goals, purpose, all the things you think you can accomplish. You could multiply that by 10 by the time we finish here. Here's the next one, believe in yourself. Yes, you got to believe in God, and you got to believe in the community, and you've got to believe in the possibilities. You've got to believe in the economy. You've got to believe that tomorrow can be better than today. But here's the big one. Believe in yourself. There isn't a skill you can't learn. There isn't a discipline you can't try. There isn't a class you couldn't take. There isn't a book you couldn't read. If it's written in some other language, you just get it translated and read it. Here's the next one. Ask for wisdom. This is communication of the highest source. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom that creates answers. Ask for the wisdom that creates faith to believe things are possible. In King Solomon's day, there was the dilemma of two mothers who claimed the same baby. And the question was, whose baby is this? This mother says, it's mine. The other mother says, no, it's mine. Solomon said, bring me the baby. They brought him the baby, and he raised the sword. He said, I'm going to cut this baby in half and give one half to this mother and one half to this mother. And as he raised his sword, sobbingly, the real mother said, no, 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 don't cut the baby in half. Give it to her, who was not the real mother. Solomon says, now I know who's the real mother. See, that is so wise. And the moment was such drama. But Solomon, the wisest of the wise, knew what to do to settle the deal. Ask for wisdom to deal with the challenges of today and tomorrow, to deal with the challenges your family brings you. Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.